You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is an ESPN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's Don. Not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
What is that clip from when, I mean, it's clearly Don when you say you're not Don.
No, it's not. What? It's you.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, but why do you think?
I thought it was Don, and I said, I didn't get that you would say you're not Don.
Don, are you worried?
Yes, I'm confused as well.
You can't.
He asked me a question, and you answered.
Anthony, do you have that as an isolated drop or no?
You know, Andrew doesn't work here anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I'm the one.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
I sounded like Don. Sorry,
that sounds like Don to you.
Yeah.
The Don, sure this sounds like me?
Let's one more time, Anthony. Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
I don't consider him fat. I consider him Don.
Wow.
That's an oldie but a goodie.
I forgot. That is an oldie but a goodie. All right, everyone. Welcome to ENN, which tonight is brought to you by Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. Kick back and relax at Jake's 58 with the Stay and Dine package. Sure. Or perhaps you'd rather... check out the Stay and Play package. Discover the excitement you've been missing at Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. If gambling's a problem or a problem for someone you care about, please call the 24-hour toll-free helpline at 877-OPENY. Text OPENY 467-369. Now, I'd like to start off ENN tonight, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
We have Buck Showalter we're giving away. When did I say that?
Whoa.
I don't think I have the right to give away Buck Showalter.
I don't remember that. I remember it. Didn't he also toss to traffic with Buck Showalter?
Yes, that I did.
Well, no, you did both.
Yeah, might be time.
Don, are you worried here?
It's something to keep an eye on.
Here is Buck Showalter. Here is Brandi Scott.
I was wondering about this, Peter. I was wondering today. Yeah. Let's say that, you know, I do become incapacitated. I'm no longer doing the show. Would I still be invited to your wedding?
You're saying at this point, do you have to work with me to get an invite?
Right, exactly.
No, I think you'll be invited no matter what.
Oh, sweet.
I think you've crossed into the...
friend zone?
Yeah, I mean, wait, are you saying, how about, let me extrapolate.
Can I join?
In, let's say, you know, you stop doing the show for whatever reason.
Right.
And then the next year you have a Christmas party.
Right.
Are Don and I invited?
Oh, yeah. Well, I know Don's an easy invite because he'll say no.
Right. I might come.
You would come, yeah.
Let me start off also by saying good evening to Don.
Why can't he go nuclear on his own team?
Nuclear.
I'm going to say it the way I want to say it.
I don't see the difference, honestly.
And good
you
evening.
Don't see the difference.
I don't hear the difference is probably the better word.
Like, Peter, do you hear the difference?
Yes, the word is nuclear. And nuclear. Don, like many other people, says nuclear.
Why can't he go nuclear on his own team?
Nuclear.
I'm going to say it the way I want to say it.
I'll tell you what. There's a lot about that drop to like, guys. I'm telling you, I didn't think it when I first heard it, but now, Don, I hear a lot there.
It was you also, hear hatred?
I hear...
I
such,
hate you.
It's such passion from Don initially.
Right.
That no, Michael K!
Michael's just absolute basic, I'm better than you sarcasm.
Right.
followed by Don's legitimate anger, right? So it's got like three emotions.
And it represented a lot there because the segment was how the Yankees were kind of talking down to their fan base. And Michael
I am
trying
Yankee
to say,
boy, right?
Michael trying to say, listen, it's on you if you expect them to do something I know they're not going to do. And I thought Michael was playing the role of the Yankees.
And so
actually the role of fans. I was playing the role of the Yankees. Like, this is how I'm going to do it. So you make the adjustment. You change. It's on you.
I loved everything about it.
So there's a lot going on there, and I hope people appreciate it. It would be nice if it made a run.
Let's hear it one more time, please, Anthony.
Why can't he go nuclear on his own team?
Nuclear.
I'm going to say it the way I want to say it.
All right. Also,
nuclear. Right?
There you go.
There it is.
Nuclear. Oh, so proud.
Also, good evening to Don.
I'm clearly limited.
And to Don again.
My father would fight you.
And lastly, good evening to myself.
The only local player.
Local. That's going to make a run. Very understated idiot.
Really? You think you feel that strongly about.
Oh, my goodness.
Blocal?
You're a professional broadcaster. You said blocal.
Because I was thinking about England and all my blokes that I'm friends with out there.
Gotcha. Ted Lasso moment.
Well, guys, I don't know if you're aware, but a lot happened with Kyrie Irving last night.
No way. Really?
Yeah, yeah. At first, he was suspended by the Nets.
Why?
Well, that's a deep question. But at first, he tweeted a link to a movie that had a lot of anti-Semitic tropes in it.
Why?
I don't know. I can't answer why he posted that.
Okay.
But last night he was suspended. The Nets said in their statement that he was unfit to be around the team.
Unfit's a strong word.
Very strong. Here's Stephen A. With KJM earlier on Kyrie's suspension.
It's about time. It definitely was necessary. It definitely was warranted because he had not just one chance, but two chances in front of the cameras and the microphones to, you know, clarify his position and to show contrition for obviously something that most of us would deem pretty heinous. To put something on Twitter where you come across as promoting or supporting this belief that the Holocaust did not exist, that it was a fabrication, is incredibly incendiary and insulting to the Jewish community.
Now, Kevin Durant was asked today about the Irving situation.
I ain't here to judge nobody or talk down on nobody for how they feel, their views, anything. I just didn't like anything that went on. I feel like it was all unnecessary. I felt like we could have just kept playing basketball and kept quiet as an organization. I just don't like none of them.
See, you guys didn't hear it the way I heard it earlier, and I hear it the same way again.
No.
Just let him be and go, we should have just played basketball.
No, that is not it. I think you're wet on this.
But what is he saying then?
I think he's saying, I think all of it was nonsense. And I think he's really blaming Kyrie for the nonsense.
But did you get that, Don?
Didn't he say just keep quiet as an organization?
Yeah, keep quiet as an organization.
Let Kyrie be. Let's just play basketball and just ignore him. That's the way I kind of took it.
Anthony, one more time.
I ain't here to judge nobody or talk down on nobody for how they feel, their views, anything. I just didn't like anything that went on. I feel like it was all unnecessary. I felt like we could have just kept playing basketball and kept quiet as an organization. I just don't like none of them.
Yeah, no. He said, I just didn't like anything that went on. We could have just kept playing basketball. I hear what you're saying.
And keep quiet as an organization.
Yeah, but he didn't mean when he said as an organization, that was his broad way of saying Kyrie, everyone. Like there was no need for any of it. That's how I took it.
No, because then why are you singling out the organization but not Kyrie?
But they're a part of the organization.
Yeah, but Kyrie is the one that did this. Okay, why can't we just
No, that's fine. You're
take
allowed
ownership
to say,
so
that's
it,
fine.
I just think it came across as, listen, Kyrie's Kyrie, but why do we have to just let him be? All right? He's going to say and do stupid things. That's just the way it is. Why do we have to call attention to it? Why can't we just play basketball and just ignore it? Well, and it's blaming the media, too. Like, why do they have to pick up on this? Why do they have to make a big deal and ask him about it? Because he's all about basketball, so he just wishes, let Kyrie do what he does. You cover basketball, let's just stay away. But that's a dream world, Kevin. I'm sorry.
Why does everybody in this thing talking riddles rather than direct?
Let's hear from KD again. He was asked about if the Kyrie suspension was fair.
I believe and trust in the organization and do what's right.
It's an unfortunate situation for people that are impacted by this situation. I mean, it just sucks all around for everybody. And hopefully we can move past it.
Oh, he probably wants to get out of here so badly.
Oh, I'm sure. But also, again, I'm going to support what I said earlier. The fact that he followed up with, I believe and trust in what the organization does, to me that was, again, showing the side that he was on this. Now, was it weak? Did he not, like, absolutely with certitude say something condemning? Yeah, he did not do that. But I'm telling you, based on my long time following this guy, that to me was KD saying, I don't know what the hell's wrong with Kyrie. And I'm not mad at the organization for suspending him. That's how I took it. Maybe I'm a DC apologist, but that's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, he absolutely wants out. I mean,
how could he not? What a dumpster fire.
Well, and he lost a full year of his career to injury. You rehab it, you finally come back. They have one run in which they come up one shot short of the Eastern Conference Finals. Besides that, it's been an absolute dumpster fire. He's still incredible. He's still able to play. Michael, like you said, he should be competing for a championship. He
would be running up on Jordan's 6 rings right now.
It's really
crazy. If he stayed in Golden State. Instead, he decided to hook his wagon to Kyrie Irving. Did he not see what Kyrie was?
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands up.
But it's Don. Not.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
What is that clip from when, I mean, it's clearly Don when you say you're not Don.
No, it's not. What? It's you.
Really? Wow. I thought it was Don, and I said, I didn't get that you would say you're not Don.
Don, are you worried?
Yes, I'm confused as well.
You can't.
He asked me a question, and you answered.
Anthony, do you have that as an isolated drop or no?
You know, Andrew doesn't work here anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I'm the one.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
I sounded like Don. Sorry,
that sounds like Don to you.
Yeah.
The Don, sure sounds like me?
Let's one more time, Anthony. Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
I don't consider him fat. I consider him Don.
Wow.
That's an oldie but a goodie.
I forgot. That is an oldie but a goodie. All right, everyone. Welcome to ENN, which tonight is brought to you by Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. Kick back and relax at Jake's 58 with the Stay and Dine package. Sure. Or perhaps you'd rather check out the Stay and Play package. Discover the excitement you've been missing at Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. If gambling is a problem or a problem for someone you care about, please call the 24-hour toll-free helpline at 877-HOPE-NY. Text HOPE-NY 467-369. Now, I'd like to start off ENN tonight, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
We have Buck Showalter we're giving away. When did I say that?
Whoa.
I don't think I have the right to give away Buck Showalter.
I don't remember that. I remember it. Didn't he also toss to traffic with Buck Showalter?
Yes, that I did.
No, you did both.
Yeah, might be time.
Don, are you worried here?
It's something to keep an eye on.
Here is Buck Showalter. Here is Brandy Scott.
I was wondering about this, Peter. I was wondering today. Yeah. Let's say that, you know, I do become incapacitated. I'm no longer doing the show. Would I still be invited to your wedding?
You're saying at this point, do you have to work with me to get an
right.
invite?
Right, exactly.
No, I think you'll be invited no matter what.
Oh, sweet.
I think you've crossed into the
friend zone.
Yeah, I mean, wait, are you saying, how about, let me extrapolate.
Can I join?
In, let's say, you know, you stop doing the show for whatever reason.
Right.
And then the next year you have a Christmas party.
Right.
Are Don and I invited?
Oh, yeah. Well, I know Don's an easy invite because he'll say no.
Right. I might come.
You would come, yeah.
Let me start off also by saying good evening to Don.
Why can't he go nuclear on his own team?
Nuclear.
I'm going to say it the way I want to say it.
I don't see the difference, honestly.
And good
you
evening.
You don't see the difference.
I don't hear the difference is probably the better word.
Like, Peter, do you hear the difference?
Yes, the word is nuclear. And nuclear. Don, like many other people, says nuclear.
Why can't he go nuclear on his own team?
Nuclear.
I'm going to say it the way I want to say it.
I'll tell you what. There's a lot about that drop to let, guys. I'm telling you, I didn't think it when I first heard it, but now, Don, I hear a lot there.
It was you also, hear hatred?
I hear...
I
such,
hate you.
It's such passion from Don initially.
Right.
That no, Michael K.
Michael's just absolute basic...
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm better than you sarcasm.
Right.
Followed by Don's legitimate anger, right? So it's got like three emotions.
And it represented a lot there because the segment was how the Yankees were kind of talking down to their fan base. And Michael
I am
trying
Yankee
to say,
boy. Right.
Michael trying to say, well, listen, it's on you if you expect them to do something I know they're not going to do. And I thought Michael was playing the role of the Yankees.
And so you're going
actually the role of fans. I was playing the role of the Yankees. Like, this is how I'm going to do it. So you make the adjustment. You change. It's on you.
I loved everything about it.
So there's a lot going on there, and I hope people appreciate it. And it would be nice if it made a run.
Let's hear it one more time, please, Anthony.
Why can't he go nuclear on his own team?
Nuclear.
I'm going to say it the way I want to say it.
All right. Also,
nuclear.
Good
right.
Good
there you go.
There it is.
Nuclear.
Oh, I'm so proud.
Also, good evening to Don.
I'm clearly limited.
And to Don again.
My father would fight you.
And lastly, good evening to myself.
The only local player.
Local. That's going to make a run. Very understated.
Really? You think you feel that strongly about.
Oh, my goodness.
Blocal?
You're a professional broadcaster. You said blocal.
Because I was thinking about England and all my blokes that I'm friends with out there.
Gotcha. Ted Lasso moment.
Well, guys, I don't know if you're aware, but a lot happened with Kyrie Irving last night.
No way. Really?
Yeah. At first, he was suspended by the Nets.
Why?
Well, that's a deep question. But at first, he tweeted a link to a movie that had a lot of anti-Semitic tropes in it.
Why?
I don't know. I can't answer why he posted that.
Okay.
But last night, he was suspended. The Nets said in their statement that he was unfit to be around the team.
Unfit's a strong word.
Very strong. Here's Stephen A. With KJM earlier on Kyrie's suspension.
It's about time. It definitely was necessary. It definitely was warranted because he had not just one chance, but two chances in front of the cameras and the microphones to, you know, clarify his position and to show contrition for obviously something that most of us would deem pretty heinous. To put something on Twitter where you come across as promoting or supporting this belief that the Holocaust did not exist, that it was a fabrication, is incredibly incendiary and insulting to the Jewish community.
Now, Kevin Durant was asked today about the Irving situation.
I ain't here to judge nobody or talk down on nobody for how they feel or use anything. I just didn't like anything that went on. I feel like it was all unnecessary. I felt like we could have just kept playing basketball and kept quiet as an organization. I just don't like none of them.
See, you guys didn't hear it the way I heard it earlier, and I hear it the same way again.
No.
Just let him be and go, we should have just played basketball.
No, that is not – I think you're wet on this.
But what is he saying then?
I think he's saying I do not like – I think all of it was nonsense. And I think he's really blaming Kyrie for the nonsense.
But did you get that, Don?
Didn't he say just keep quiet as an organization?
Yeah, keep quiet as an organization.
Let Kyrie be. Let's just play basketball and just ignore him. That's the way I kind of took it.
Anthony, one more time.
I ain't here to judge nobody or talk down on nobody for how they feel or use anything. I just didn't like anything that went on. I feel like it was all unnecessary. I feel like we could have just kept playing basketball and kept quiet as an organization. I just don't like none of them.
Yeah, no. He said, I just didn't like anything that went on. We could have just kept playing basketball. I hear what you're saying.
And keep quiet as an organization.
Yeah, but he didn't mean when he said as an organization, that was his broad way of saying Kyrie, everyone. Like there was no need for any of it. That's how I took it.
No, because then why are you singling out the organization but not Kyrie?
But they're a part of the organization.
Yeah, but Kyrie is the one that did this. Okay, why can't we just
No, well, that's fine. You're
take
allowed
ownership
to say,
so
that's
it,
fine.
I just think it came across as, listen, Kyrie's Kyrie, but why do we have to make, just let him be, all right? He's going to say and do stupid things. That's just the way it is. Why do we have to call attention to it? Why can't we just play basketball and just ignore it? Well, and it's blaming the media, too. Like, why do they have to pick up on this? Why do they have to make a big deal and ask him about it? Because he's all about basketball, so he just wishes, let Kyrie do what he does. You cover basketball, let's just stay away. But that's a dream world, Kevin. I'm sorry.
Why does everybody in this thing talking riddles rather than direct?
Let's hear from KD again. He was asked about if the Kyrie suspension was fair.
I believe and trust in the organization and do what's right. It's an unfortunate situation for people that are impacted by this situation. I mean, it just sucks all around for everybody. And hopefully we can move past it.
Oh, he probably wants to get out of here so badly.
Oh, I'm sure. But also, again, I'm going to support what I said earlier. The fact that he followed up with, I believe and trust in what the organization does, to me that was, again, showing the side that he was on this. Now, was it weak? Did he not, like, absolutely with certitude say something condemning? Yeah, he did not do that. But I'm telling you, based on my long time following this guy, that to me was KD saying, I don't know what the hell's wrong with Kyrie. And I'm not mad at the organization for suspending him. That's how I took it. Maybe I'm a DC apologist, but that's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, he absolutely wants out. I mean,
how could he not? What a dumpster fire.
Well, and he lost a full year of his career to injury. You rehab it. You finally come back. They have one run in which they come up one shot short of the Eastern Conference Finals. Besides that, it's been an absolute dumpster fire. He's still incredible. He's still able to play. Michael, like you said, he should be competing for a championship. He should be.
He would be running up on Jordan's 6 rings right now.
It's really
crazy. If he stayed in Golden State. Instead, he decided to hook his wagon to Kyrie Irving. Did he not see what Kyrie was?
You know what I'm going to do to make everyone feel a little better and just calm down a little bit on this Friday? I'm going to give away tickets to the Michael K. Show 20th anniversary soiree.
Oh, good idea. Good idea.
That's right. Right now, yeah! Caller 5, 888-987-ESPN, 888-987-ESPN. You get 2 tickets to the 20th anniversary. It's going down November 18th. It's brought to you by Coors Light, keeping New York chill. And Tullamore Dew, when it's time to celebrate, it's Tully time. And remember, for tickets information on the 20th anniversary party, which is going to be a time, Chris Mad Dog Russo unleashed. I'm told he may do his appearance, I was told, maybe in the nude.
You're right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because he wants a rating. So you get Chris Mad Dog Russo. You get Joe Torre. I've just been informed DJ Juanito will be on the ones and twos.
Wow. What does that mean, the ones and twos?
He's DJ Juanito.
It means on the turntables.
Interesting.
Thrash Vomit is their favorite.
There's no such band.
And also, guys, I am working on getting a big guest from one of my walks of life that I'm hoping to announce as early as Monday, who will also be in the building.
Zach Britton!
That is not on my list.
Ballard.
This is a new one from Shams. The ADL, in conjunction with the Nets, have sent a letter to Jeff Bezos and Amazon leaders to either remove the book movie at the center of the Kyrie Irving situation with the platform or add explanation about issues with the content, sources tell Shams and Mike Vorkunov.
No, you know what? I was hard on the ADL earlier because sometimes I think they're a little questionable in the things they choose to pursue, but that's good. Why not?
Well, didn't you love the ADL, though, saying to Kyrie, we don't want your money?
I respected it.
That was big league.
That piece I respect. But, yeah, I think it's a good idea. I don't see why Amazon gets a pass for selling trash, for selling absolute lies. There's no vetting process. You're just allowed to sell anything?
No, that's a good point. What is the firewall for that? Is it just, hey, anything that you want to sell, you can sell? Because there's so – Far be it for me to try to defend Amazon. There's so many things they sell, almost like everything. Like, is there a vetting process of, no, this is not, or does free speech allow them to kind of sell like anything? I don't know. But I do understand the whole, well, why aren't we banning Amazon? Like, somebody tweeted me last night, are you going to watch the football game? You were all on Kyrie. Are you going to watch the football game tonight? Like, why aren't we getting on Amazon?
And no, I
understand that.
I know. I got a lot of them, too. And I thought, you know what? As much as it doesn't change how I feel about Kyrie in the situation, yeah, why should Amazon get a pass? They absolutely shouldn't. Let's talk about something else fun, guys. As part of the NFL's prime coverage last night on Amazon, Marshawn Lynch went to the space station in Houston to talk to astronauts. Let's hear Marshawn visiting the space station.
We have a phone call to the International Space Station planned for you. So you get a chance to talk to the astronauts that are on board the space station.
They're in real space?
They're in real space. Got 200.
Here's Marshawn trying to fit in.
So what if I say something like, the trajectory right now, do I sound like I should be in here? Like,
oh
dear, okay, so I'm gonna just throw the trajectory out there a few times. Hey, what's the trajectory looking like? Everything, you know, copostatic, everything straight? What I don't wanna hear is, Houston, we have a, you know.
And lastly, here's Marshawn after seeing astronauts moonwalk.
Can you actually moonwalk while you up there? Oh! I just got to witness the moonwalk on the moon. You know what I'm talking about? Michael Jackson couldn't even do that. Man.
I love the man. I'm sorry. I do. Give me more, Marshawn.
I have to tell you this. You have to listen to complete coverage of the 2022 World Series right here on 98.7 ESPN. It's brought to you by Nissan. You deserve a car that thrills you. Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com.
And now it's time for the fastest ever Week 9 NFL announcer lineup. We start at MetLife Stadium. The Bills and the Jets. CBS 1 p.m. On the call, Ian Eagle.
Lost in the sauce.
He'll be joined by Charles Davis and Evan Washburn.
The lobby is bustling. There is an energy here.
Also at 1 o'clock, the Chargers in Atlanta. Donnie's best friend, Kenny Albert, on the call.
Then I usually play ping pong. I've been doing that for the last week or so.
Joined by Jonathan Vilma and Shannon Spake, we go to Chicago. The Dolphins and the Bears. Kevin Harlan on the call.
Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants.
Trent Green and Melanie Collins. We stay at 1 o'clock. We go to Cincy. The Panthers, the Bengals, Kevin Kugler, Mark Sanchez, and Laura Oakman. Detroit, 1 p.m. Ballard's Packers looking for a win. They're 3.5-point favorites. Our guy Kevin Burkhart on the call, joined by Craig Olson, Aaron Andrews, and Tom Rinaldi. You know what that means, guys? That's the main game.
That's it.
I think it would be Greg Olson, not Craig.
I said Greg. By the way, Greg. Nope, don't think so. CBS, 1 p.m. Here's a repug game. The Raiders at the Jaguars. Andrew Catalan on the call.
Going up high and bringing it down for six.
James Lofton and Aditi Kinkabala on the call. Indy at New England, 1 p.m. CBS, Gumble to Gumble, Greg Gumble.
You like clowns, Arch?
Joined by Adam Archuleta and A.J. Ross. We head to Washington, our nation's capital. Don's three-point play, my three-point play, right up against each other. Kirk Cousins is back in D.C. Chris Myers.
I have Chris Myers.
Mark Schlereth and Christina Pink. You know what that means, guys?
Stinking pink.
That's right. A stinking pink combo at 1 p.m. So we head to 4:05. We head to Arizona. A game I thought about taking, but I didn't. Geno Smith and the Seahawks at the Cardinals. Adam Amin on the call.
Now stands erect.
He'll be joined by Daryl Moose Johnson and Pam Oliver. We go to 4:25. Tampa Bay, the Rams at the Bucks. A big playoff rematch. Jim Nance on the call.
Hello, friends.
Joined by Tony Romo.
I'm so nervous.
And Tracy Wolfson, Sunday Night Football, NBC 820, Tennessee at Kansas City. Mike Tirico on the call.
I feel great.
He'll be joined by Chris Collinsworth and Melissa Stark. The Monday Nighter, 8:15 on ESPN in New Orleans. Baltimore and N.O. We all love this game. All love the Ravens. Joe Buck.
I want you to love me.
Troy Aikman.
Come on, Daddy.
And Lisa Salters. And yes, there will be a Manning cast, and that will do it for ENN on this Friday evening.
It's best done at that speed, I think.
You liked it at that speed, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of loud and irritating.
The speed we need.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.